Ahead, this afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's DSSA Working Group call on Thursday, the 30th of August. We have Olivier Cressan-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Wim de Gesselle, Takayasu Matsura, Katrina Sataki, Jacques Latour, Mikey O'Connor, Scott Algaia, Rossella Mattiolo, Jim Galvin. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkel, Julie Headland, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies noted from Andre Thompson, Rick Curler, Julie Hammer, Mark Costas, George Asari, Jörg Schweiger, Don Blumenthal, who may be joining late, and Patrick Jones. I hope I haven't left anyone off the attendance list. And if I could also please just remind you all to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela. And a special thanks for filling in for Natalie and wiring up this complicated Adobe audio stuff that we do. Fabulous job. Welcome, everybody. We'll take our usual two stops before we dive in. The agenda is quite sparse. We're just going to work on the roles, gaps, overlaps stuff today. We've really got two things going. We've got a new picture to take a look at, and then a first draft of a spreadsheet that I built that I want you to help me straighten out. Is there anything that people want to add to that agenda before we dive in? Okay, and then any updates to people's statements of interest that they want to share with the group? All right. What you've got on your screen in front of you is the latest version of the now circle diagram, based a bit on our call last week. I split the edge into two flavors of edge. There's the edge where you're doing stuff inside your organization, and then there's the edge where you're doing things with more than one organization, a collaborative thing, but it's still the doing stuff rather than coordinating or sharing or anything like that. So that's one modification. And then I think the other is that I've arrayed all of the flavors of stuff that are at least on our list around the outside. I can't remember if that was on last week's or not. But anyway, that's what you see in front of you is sort of the latest version of the picture, and I'm thinking that we're getting pretty close to good enough for now. So if there's anything that leaps out at you on this one, this would be a good time to bring it up. Otherwise, I want to swing us into sort of the next phase of the work, which is to start figuring out how we place people and organizations on this diagram. And I've got a first try at that that I want to run in front of you and see if we can tune it up. So sort of take a look at this picture, and it will disappear in a minute unless somebody brings up something. I'm not seeing a giant queue building, so I think we're at least close enough to start moving into the next phase here. That said, let me bring up my first draft spreadsheet to see what you think. What I did on this is I took those functions, if you will, that are arrayed around the edge of the diagram, and I put them across the top of this table. And the four little colors, you know, the alternating colors are just to separate the columns, but the four, you know, light to dark within each column is supposed to represent edge working its way to core. And then the idea that I had when I made this, which I'm starting to already question, was I was thinking that we would then put little X's in the boxes like this. I'm just doing this by way of example.
That helps. I was confused until the X's started going in. Thank you.
Yeah. And so my first thought was that we would say, okay, well, here are the things that certs do, and here are the things that DNSOARC does, and so on down the line. There's another option, and that option would be to instead put numbers in there and then have a giant, essentially, appendix that would say, not only do the certs do research and analysis at the edge, but here's the kind of research and analysis that they do. And I'm sort of wavering on that. I think that there's advantages and disadvantages. The advantages that I think we'd get a more complete view. The disadvantage is it might take us the rest of the year to finish this if we did that. So I'm interested in feedback on that idea. The way I thought we would approach this, but, you know, all of this is first draft on the table for review and change and improvement, is that we would take a column. You know, we'd take research and analysis, and the first thing we would do is kind of define what we mean by that. And we might do sort of a first pass where we say, well, research and analysis, you know, examples of that include exploring options for mitigating DDoS attacks. Or maybe that's too specific, exploring options for mitigating attacks. I don't know. Anyway, start a list, and then as we go through the list of organizations, this list, by the way, is not complete. It's just the one I had handy, and so I stapled it in there, but I know that there are more. As we went through and asked the question, well, do certs do this? Does DNSOARC do this? Blah, blah, blah. We might enrich our description of what research and analysis means. And so we would sort of go back and forth between those two things and sketch out sort of who does what in that column. I think the first time we do this, it's going to take a while. It might take a whole call. It might even take several. But my hope would be that as we kind of get our feet under us, that we could do a column or two or maybe even three a day so that we could have a first pass of this done by the Toronto meeting and have something available for people to talk about when we're all together face-to-face. So that's sort of the sketch of where things are at. What do you think? Is this close enough? Is there something we could do to make this work better? I take those X's off before I forget. If this seems like a reasonable approach, then we'll just go ahead and get started. Jacques is asking, each column is each layer of the circle? Yeah, each. So like in this first one, Jacques, this would be the edge internal. This would be the edge interacting with externals. This would be the sharing, and this would be the core function. So I'll go back to the picture. got is four layers right now. Two in the edge. Then the glue coordinating sharing layer, and then the core layer. And so that's what those four columns represent. The thought is that then that what would be nice is if there would be a way that then we could take this pictorially back to the one-page circle diagram so that we could, at the end of the day, sort of see where we've got a lot of coverage, where we don't have any, et cetera, et cetera. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Cheryl, for the transcript record. I like it. I understood it once you finally got the little X's in. I was a little confused there for a while. So thank you for the X's. But you asked the question about let me say that again. I sound like Christus Bain now. Let me say that again. I actually would prefer your number system so we have richer data sourcing. But I see your issue of how long it might take. For our pre-Toronto, or for our Toronto presentation, could we not just do a sampler of a couple of things with the numbers? So have the X's as she is for this, and then slip in a second slide saying, in a deeper dive, the result for this tabulation would be, and just, you know, do ICANN security team versus, you know, a registry or something. Just have the numerical thing there so people know where this could be headed. In other words, have a dollar each way without taking the huge amount of time that would take to do a complete data set.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because I think the worry that the numbers present is the length of time it could take us to get through all that.
Yeah, if we took two or three, you know, this would look like.
Yeah, we could maybe do a column and a row just to show.
And the advantage there, of course, is you could then have especially at this stage with a smaller group, you might have to think more a little bit later on the graphic nature of it, but rather than have that going back just to your single circle diagram, because that might get a bit overwhelming with data.
Yeah.
Eventually, you have another pie chart diagram, which is a 3D, which has the call out and the specific stuff in a. Now you can do the call outs on 3D charting. A piece of a pie is goes into a set of bars as well. Anyway, I think there's a clever way where you could, you know, visually look at that data as well. If we had just two or three, that could be thrown up. Anyway, that's enough of my prattle. Thank you.
Well, that's pretty good prattle. I like that prattle. And I think it does. What would be really nice is to at least have the X's version of this done by Toronto, and then. You know, if we can get some of the numbers in there, that would be great. But I do worry a bit about the number thing. Just for fun, let me try something here. I just want to see. This is too small for numbers to fit. But if I widen it just a little bit. Does a number fit in here? Oh, it does. We've got at least room for two numbers. Well, maybe not. Sounds like
two works. You had four.
Two is it. Yeah. After that, we're done. But at least that fits on a screen, which would be good. Cool. All right. Any other thoughts about just format stuff? If not, we could, you know, I think one of the best ways to test one of these is to actually go ahead and do some of it. And I'm sure we'll stub our toe on something, and then we can figure out what to do from there. So why don't we just start doing? For no other reason than it's at the upper left, let's start with research and analysis and just see kind of what we learn from this. Wondering what happens if we go like this. Yes, I am mumbling.
See, you don't even have to have me tell you now. You,
I know. I'm well trained.
You've become a self-regulatory model.
Perfect. Does it? I think it might help to have that circle diagram in front of us while we do this. That's what I was checking. And so there it is. It's not exactly gorgeous, but what the heck. So if we were to sort of go down the list, and I think maybe the easy way to do this is to just go down the column and say, okay, who on this list does research and analysis of DNS security stuff inside their own organization? And I would presume that almost all of these do. Some of these, I confess, I don't know. I don't know the third one and the fourth one on the list well enough to know what their nature is, but I would presume that, you know, certainly the certs would, certainly DNS OARC would. Anybody chime, you know, yell at me if I'm making a mistake, but I'm going to just start filling them in. I'm not so sure about the ICANN SOs and ACs. I don't see them as a big research and analysis source for DNS.
Other than ESSEC.
Yeah, and ESSEC gets called out on its own. So it gets, you know, I realize that there was a goof there, but certainly ESSEC and RSAC. I would go ahead and presume, well, I know, you know, oh, you know what? We don't have registrars on here. There's one to add right off the bat. Stick them in there. NRO. Does the NRO do research? Anybody in that gang or familiar with that gang want to chime in on that? I don't know enough about what they do to be able to say. Not getting overwhelmed.
No, my natural inclination is to say yes, but we can always pop off a quick email to John, get an answer on that.
And we'll try another character. We don't know. Network operator groups. What is that? Is that like NANOG? Well, I would assume that they do research. Is Warren on the call? No.
Olivier's
in the queue. Go ahead, Olivier. Sorry, I didn't see your hand go up.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Can you hear me?
Yes, just
you can.
Fine.
Okay, good. The network operator groups are like NANOG, like UK Network Operator Forum, all of these that are primarily dealing not with names and numbers, but with the actual pipework, the plumbing part of the Internet. So I wouldn't be able to answer your question, but just say that's what they do. I don't know how it relates to the research analysis.
Maybe we got a question mark there, too. Does ISOC do DNS security in the sense that we think of it in this working group research? Does anybody know? Again, I don't think of them necessarily doing that kind of stuff, but I'm also not a member of that, so.
This is Jim. So
yeah.
I would say no.
Okay. All right. How about the IETF? That's why I was looking for Warren, because Warren has, I think he chairs a working group in the IETF that's called something like DNS security.
He's doing, this is Jim again, Warren is chair of the DANE working group in the IETF, but the IETF itself doesn't do research per se, but there is an arm of the overall infrastructure that exists under ISOC called the IRTF, Internet Research Task Force, where they have bodies that do explore deeper issues and do what I would consider research in the context that we're defining here.
So the IRTF is a subset of ISOC? Display it like
no,
that.
You need to understand the IETF structure, right? You have the IETF and all of its parts exist under the legal umbrella of the Internet Society.
Ah.
Okay. And you have the IAOC, which is the administrative body, and underneath that we have the standards part of it and the research part of it. And so we have the IRTF, the Internet Research Task Force, and the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. And inside the IETF, we have, you know, the IAB and the IESG and working group chairs and document editors going on down the hierarchy. So IRTF and IETF are peers to each other, both existing under the legal umbrella of the Internet Society.
So if I can do this, that I can't. So ISOC is the parent.
Legally speaking.
Yeah. In a legal sense, yes.
Okay. And then...
But ISOC is very careful to assert that it in no way, biases or controls or manages or anything the IETF. It provides simply a legal umbrella.
Okay. And then the IRTF lives within the IETF. Is that right?
Lives alongside of it. It's a peer.
Okay.
Side by side.
Okay. So... let's do it this way. Well, except that then that kind of implies more... So we'll just leave them like that. And then there's the administrative one.
Yeah, but I was mentioning that for completeness. I really don't think I would list it here. I would stick to IETF and IRTF. That's really the only thing that people think about when they think about standards, Internet standards.
Yeah, all right. So the IRTF would be the place where the research would tend to get done.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
All right. Anybody want to fill me in on what these two are? I don't know anything about them. Never heard of them.
First, this is Jim Galvin again. So first is sort of the parent organization, if you will, that CERTs belong to.
Ah.
Jacques here?
Go ahead, Jacques.
That some CERTs belong to. There's a first is for like North America, there's Trusted Insider for Europe, there's AP CERT for Asia. There's four or five different organizations that are top-level kind of CERT stuff.
Okay, so let's rattle those off. So there's... What are the other ones? Just run through those again, Jacques, because I...
AP cert, I think.
Okay.
And trusted introducer. There's more.
Et cetera. Okay. And so they're a container within which certs live. Would those containers tend to do research or not?
No, they do global coordination, I think. Or they build trusted groups.
Okay, would they coordinate the research? In other words, would they tend to live, instead of at this layer, would they be more of a glue kind of organization that helps certs decide which kind of research to do?
Katrina runs a cert. Maybe she knows more.
Ah, Katrina. Way to go putting Katrina on the spot. And you, how's your audio, Katrina? Are you able to speak? Sounds like not. Yeah. Katrina says, obviously not. Oh, well. It may be, if you're coming in only through Adobe, it may be that you, on your end, need to enable your microphone.
However, she has said yes, which I think is the answer to your question.
Oh, there we go. Oh, well. Let's put a question mark in that. I'm quite interested in that.
Good to have something at a lower level anyway.
Oh, yeah, at least maybe we'll put a question. That's what we'll do. We'll put a question mark there. Oh, they don't. Yeah, Katrina is saying they don't do any research, but it's just a database of trusted certs. Okay, so then the question would be: do all of those first AP cert, trusted introducer, and so forth, do they all behave the same way? Or do some of them do this and some of them not? In which case, we might want to list them separately rather than all together.
I have to ask a question. Mikey, can I take you back to your column where you've got ICANN SOs and ACs, and
yeah,
then pulled out two ICANN ACs lower out? That seems just silly to me. First of all, anyone who doesn't know that RSAC and SAC belong to ICANN, that doesn't seem clear. So you can either have under ICANN as a parent, your ICANN security, and then your SOs and ACs. But I would suggest that seeing as your SOs and ACs sort of, two of the ACs obviously do, and two would currently be question marks, but you could actually argue a little bit that that may not always be the case because the others are, you know, governments may believe that they do something in the GAC that might be research-based at a future point. So let's pull them out and sort of have the opportunity to see that, you know, GAC and ALAC currently don't. The SOs apparently don't, but RSAC and SAC certainly do.
Okay, so we've got GAC.
And obviously you'll have to put... Then you just take the ACs away because you've got the ICANN SOs. But then I don't know that the ASO doesn't. You've got the NRO. I mean, it might be that NRO does and ASO doesn't, or vice versa. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Hang on, let me get... and get those rascals up in the right spot. Let's see. Okay, so I'm trying to think. We got the whole list.
Got the ISO in there yet.
What's the one I'm missing, Cheryl?
ISO? Unless I'm blind. You see, if it's under ICANN.
Yeah.
It's an ISO. Or you can ISO/NRO because they're sort of interchangeable but from an ICANN point of view. But I think you might find NRO might not want to be, you know.
They might not want to be lumped like that, huh?
Well, technically they should be lumped like that if you're looking at it as under ICANN hierarchy because it's the ASO is a support organization of ICANN that brings the NRO voice into the process. I feel like I'm doing an orientation course.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry. That's what happens when you're dealing with an idiot.
I'm not.
You know, these are parts of the world that I don't know real well, so that's fine. Why don't we leave them separate? Since we think that the NRO, oops, does research, but what do we think about the ASO? Do we think they do research? Probably not.
I couldn't answer that question, but I think we can certainly ask those questions. Let's put question marks if in doubt. You know.
Yeah. We probably need to ask the GAC whether they think they do research.
And you've got the chair of the ALAC's hand up, so he might be trying to answer you.
Oh, hello. Hello, Olivier. When I'm this deep into my screen, you should just yell at me. You shouldn't be so polite. Go ahead.
Thank you for noticing me, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Or did you not notice me? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Cheryl noticed you, Olivier.
Cheryl noticed you.
Cheryl did. Thank goodness I have some colleagues that noticed me. Not Mikey. If I resorted to Mikey, I'd never be noticed. Quickly, sorry, Mikey, I didn't mean it. Quickly, the NRO is really the number resource organization is the grouping of all the regional internet registries. So we're looking at all of these, and I believe that they would probably be doing some research. I certainly know that Wright is doing research. So one of them does, and I gather they do.
I think most of them do.
So yes, the NRO, I would say, but address. The ASO is just a bridge, a political body. That's where the ASO brings in just the link over to the council. So what you have is the ASO address council. You've also got then the ASO, which really is the bridge for the NRO. That's why you have John Curran with the NRO, and you have Louis Lee with the ASO. I don't think that the ASO does any research.
How about the same question, which is, would they do any of the...
They may coordinate.
Yeah, glue, steering, coordinating kind of stuff.
Yeah, that they definitely do, and both the NRO and the ASO do, and it's on the table for the council.
Okay, so then the question is...
Hang on, we were only going down one column, so we've got to forgive him for not... doing that at the moment, but yes.
Well, yeah, I know, but
where you are.
I am cheating just a little bit. Well, yeah, that's true. It'll drive us crazy if I jump across columns. I'm going to just...
Mikey, I think you mean you'll drive us crazier.
Oh, well, there is that. I do like the respectful tone that my colleagues take to their co-chairs on the calls. I'm going to go ahead and put the dang things in there anyway. I'm going to at least put question marks so that we remember to come back to that. All right. I represent the GNSO, and I don't think of the GNSO as doing research on DNS security, but...
statement, issue papers?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that there's this fuzziness to... I guess I'll give us the research thing. How about the CCNSL? Let's see, is Jurg isn't on. Do we have any?
Uncle,
well, Jacques, you're...
Uncle Bart's on.
Yeah, and Uncle Bart's on. And Olivier's got his hand up. Go ahead, Olivier, and then others chime in as need be.
Thank you, Olivier, for the transcript. I believe that both with the GNSO and the CCNSO, some members would be conducting research. I wouldn't think that the GNSO itself or the CCNSO itself.
Yeah, and we've got those members already represented
down
here.
Yeah. So I'd say no to both.
Hang on. Just be very careful with things just before Bart jumps in with the CCNSO. Of course, the CCNSO is only a subset of the operators of TLDs. It's not all of them. And indeed, it might be managers who aren't the registry at all. Oh, careful what you're saying.
Yeah. So would that Bart, Jacques, what do you guys think in terms of things happening at the CCNSO level rather than at the registry level? Any research at the CCNSO that we should acknowledge here?
No.
I'm getting crickets, so I'm assuming no.
It's Olivia here. Some members do. I know of some CCTLD operators that do research in
right. And we've got them called out on their own.
Yep. So, but again, the council itself, the CCNSO really is the CCNSO. The group with the council, I guess. And the GNSO would also be looked at the GNSO.
Hold
council,
it.
I guess.
Sorry, I'm Cheryl here. The CCNSO, like the GNSO, is a group of members, each of which have a council, which is a slightly different thing. So if you're talking CCNSO and GNSO, you're really talking the equivalent of your ALACs, RALOs. With these member ALSs. It is the members list is the CCNSO. You have CCTLD operators and they may or may not be managers and registries or just registries that are CCTLD operators and members of the CCNSO. But that is neither of those, either GNSO or CCNSO, are saying that that's a council position. But that's the difference between an SO and an AC, of course. So while we're splitting hairs, let's be careful we split them in the right direction.
Yeah, so I'm
I think there's a few things, yes, Pat's yelling at us now, in the chat that need to be ticked up. Katrina's given you a few extra terms to put in, and Bart is pulling his hair out just to ask the people who are members of the groups and not to speculate. So ask the people that know.
Oh, you're no fun, Bart. God, look at him. He's got all caps in there.
Yeah, I told you.
We've got him worked up.
Yep, Bart.
That's the first time I've ever seen Bart worked up. That's a. I'm going to tick that off on another. This is a good day, you know? Get Bart going. That's pretty good.
All right. You realize, Bart, it's because Mikey isn't looking at his. At his chat.
Yeah, I know. What is going on here? Why when I type an X? Oh, I see why. I got totally distracted. I'm like the pilot of a plane that's getting ready to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look at an indicator light and understand why it doesn't work right. Meanwhile, flying the plane into the ground. Let me just pick up one thing here, because what we've got going on is...
Mikey, while you're putting the tinsel on the tree.
Yeah.
Cheryl here. Can I ask the definitive positioning of these little pieces of data, yay, nay, or maybe, how would they be collected? Would it be a short survey style? Would it be a questionnaire done by people who ought to know? I mean, how does...
Well, I think the tricky question, and this is the...
basically.
Gracious, I am totally behind on the chat. Let me get to the bottom of the... This is the desk research versus poll puzzler. And I kind of wanted to take a stab at desk research today to see how that was going to go.
If we look at that, you might actually be able to answer Jacques' point, which is, you know, why do we need to dissect it too far down or not? Or how far to dissect it?
Let's see, the third time. My goodness. Suggest, as said before, let the members of each group fill in the list. Bart is... You should also list the regional organizations like Center. Yes, but members are not the CCNS. Oh, God, I'm totally... I'm so far behind the chat that I've lost all, I've jumbled all the threads together. Isn't that great? Complete thermal nuclear meltdown. I love it when all the plates fall to the floor and go crash.
It's like a Greek wedding, yeah.
Let's see. How to step back from all this and recover. And then Jacques got a question that Jim would like an answer to as well. So maybe we are over-granularizing this. Because, you know, it does get a little tricky when we start doing all that hierarchy stuff. On the other hand, one of the things that...
Cheryl, that's where you need to know how far to stop the cut. Because
right.
You could just have ICANN there, and you know, then you decide, do you list IANA or not? Then do you list, you know, the SEC teams and the not,
yeah.
And the rest of it or not? You just sort of have to draw an arbitrary line in the sand and say, you know, we'll stop at regional rep level or whatever, and that's okay too. Once we decide that, but I think you've proved the principle here. We've still got to decide that we. Or hope we decide we don't want to get too granular and we don't want to take it down to the minute. But that'll also be influenced by the how you're collecting the data.
Well, and one of the things that's nice about getting a bit more granular is that, remember, I mean, there's a tremendous opportunity to reduce the confusion in the DNS security ecosystem by describing who does what. And we probably don't want to leave it so summarized that we confuse people. So there may be an advantage to going at least one level. And in the case of the GNSO and the CCNSO, probably two. Just to get to the bottom of who does what. If nothing else, so that people have a bit of a roadmap as to who to call up and who to ask. So I'm okay with a bit of granularity. I think that it would be... I suppose, back to Bart's point, what we could do is ask... Have we got people inside the DSSA that we could ask some of these sort of organizational questions of, or do we have to go out to the wider world? It would be nice if I could publish a list to the DSSA list and let people fix it.
So this is Jim.
The next call. Go ahead, Jim.
I thought in principle that our rather large membership was intended to include representatives of a pretty broad cross section of ICANN, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, and so one approach would be to try. I'm trying to figure out how to get this list tidied up, or at least a first cut at it, tidied up by next week. Should I publish maybe the thing to do is beat this list up a bit more on the call, publish it, and let people react. How about that for an approach?
Cheryl here. I'm tempted to like it, but I think I'd like a little bit more. I think you might need to actually... Can I use the word poll with you without you going too far?
You know where I go with polls.
It is scary when you get hold
of
polling. I know that.
Yeah.
But I think we need to have some specific questions, because people who are on our list but haven't had the context of this call will be wondering what the hell they're supposed to do with this published list otherwise. I think we need to say, you know, please answer the following.
Yeah, and what would that list be?
Research coordinate, do research, coordinate research. You know?
So there's two. I wasn't thinking of going.
I think you should go down a couple of layers, because it's no point asking people to answer a single question. You know, yes, no, as opposed to three yes, no's would be.
I was going to ask them the question, is this list structured right? I wasn't going to ask the question, do you do these things? Oh, that's a good clarification. What I was going to do is publish this list, just the far left column, once we've got it tidied up, and let the representatives of the various groups tell us whether we've got them organized right. Now, maybe I've totally misunderstood. Are people saying, no, publish a poll and ask the question, do you do this research? Is that what you're getting at, Bart, and others? Because what I was thinking we were going to do is, rather than bug people with polls, we were going to do desk research first and then ask. So I'm happy to back entirely out of that driveway and come at it a different way.
Jock here.
Go ahead, Jock.
I think we should fill in, I just put a note there, but, you know, some CCTLDs do research and some don't. So that's a fact. But maybe what we should do in here is fill in what we think the best practice is. You know, a CCTLD should do these things across the ecosystem. And then we agree that, yes, this is the best practice. And then people can use this as a tool to do a gap analysis. And that's how they can get better at doing their job.
That's intriguing.
Sure, I like that as a future point. I think that's a consequence of doing things this way, but I'm very comfortable with that as a direction.
Now, that gets... That gets us back to... how do we get this done?
Bart's just made a suggestion.
Not only have we raised his blood pressure, but we've...
Pushed him too far.
Pushed him too far, and he's dropping off the call, the poor dear.
A test breach, yeah. Test research.
that was
stay cool, Bart. Cheryl here. Stay cool. Stay cool.
You poor dear. Okay. I think, you know, we're starting to lose a little bit of momentum. I think what I've gotten out of this is valuable feedback. Let me take another try at this spreadsheet. Bring it back to you, I think, next week. And, you know, let's pick this conversation up again. Because I need to sort of digest all this. This has been really useful because it's only when you actually dive in that you find out the troubles. But now I need to step back and listen and think. And
Mikey, Cheryl here, one last thing before you close off on this section. I would argue against the split under GNSO and CCNSO of registries and back-end operators. I think I was far more comfortable with them just listed standalone, recognising that, for example, registries can be in both the GNSO and the CCNSO. We know that. I don't think we have to say that. But I wanted you to subset out things like GAC and ALAC, but I didn't want you to go too granular beneath what we call GNSO and CCNSO. I think they're better off picked up in the lumping of what they do from an industry perspective than where they may or may not be members. Because the same membership situation may come in under the various coordinating bodies that are involved in the CERTs as well. Now, I don't know, you could be a member of more than one, I have no idea, but I just don't think we need to get too finely in the weeds. I'd keep it at sort of a nothing less than regional level type representative role for an org.
But well, how about that for a list then? You know, if I took those out,
I think if you play now, that might be better.
Anybody feel great pain in approaching it that way? Because that's certainly easier to understand and manage for me. And, you know, the other thing is that we get the benefit of being the people that are doing the first try. And then people can go, well, that's dumb. And then they can
sure
do the next try.
Mikey, the only other thing is, as you're just doing a final pass over this draft list before you put it out to the list, can you just go back to your chat and just look at some of the points Katrina made? Because I think there were some sort of names that she said that maybe should be treated or added or managed slightly differently. So,
oh, yeah, the TFC CERT group.
I'm not suggesting we do it now, but I'm just saying that before you put it out to the list, we pick up on it, what she gave us at least. Otherwise, she'll have to say it again to the list, and that would be annoying for her.
Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Terrena is the organization that outsources. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that we did this, and then we put terrain in there as a separate thing, right? Because it does a different thing. The thing at the right
level. You're getting comments in the chat room there again from Katrina, and this is Jim for the transcript. And I just wanted to add to a couple other comments along the way here that we're getting to the top of the hour here, and I too happen to have a hard stop today and need to drop off.
Yeah, and Jacques is saying in the weeds, and Katrina is agreeing. Okay, so we'll take that one out. To it like that. Okay, it is the top of the hour. Well, it's not quite. It's 50 seconds from the the top of the hour. But close enough. So I think we'll call it a day at this point. I actually think we made a fair amount of progress here. And I appreciate all the help. So we'll see you in a week. And have a great, if for those in the U.S. that have a bank holiday, have a great holiday weekend. We'll see you next Thursday. That's it.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everyone.
Gisela, that's it. Tim, I think we can stop the recording and shut all this down.
Certainly. 1 second, please.
Thank you very much. The Adobe Connect audio will now be disconnected.